From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida in the southeastern United States has reopened after a lone gunman opened fire in the airport's baggage claims area. Passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when the man identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago opened fire at the baggage claim, killing 5 people, wounding 8 more before being detained. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
The U.S. military says the alleged shooter served in the Puerto Rico's National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports indicating he may have mental health issues. Santiago spent 10 months in Iraq in 2010 and 2011. He later joined the Army National Guard in Alaska, the largest and most remote U.S. state. He is believed to have served in the Guard there from 2014 until August last year when he was discharged for unsatisfactory performance. Law enforcement officials also say that he spent some time working for a security company in Anchorage. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials, but didn't endorse the view. At least 40 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. That's according to hospital employees and aid workers. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace, potentially caused by a rigged water tanker or fuel tanker. The observatory also said 6 opposition fighters were among the dead. Amateur video showed plumes of black smoke rising around the chaotic market and bodies strewn across the ground with gunfire heard in the background. A government building and a courthouse were damaged in the explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which comes as a fragile ceasefire is being observed across most of the country. Ceasefire had been or had seen a number of violations before this explosion, including a smaller car bomb which killed 14 people in the government-held town earlier this week. At least 3 people were killed, 17 others injured by an explosion Saturday at a restaurant in Mogadishu, according to witnesses and media officials. Mogadishu Ambulance Services told VOA that they evacuated 2 bodies and took 17 injured people to the hospital. The explosion occurred just after 7 p.m. local time. A witness told VOA that a remote-controlled explosive device planted in the restaurant is believed to be the cause of the explosion. Gunfire had been heard after. The restaurant is popular among Somali government soldiers who are stationed at a nearby base. Nana Akufo-Addo was sworn in Saturday as the new president of Ghana after winning the election a month ago. Thousands of people, along with leaders from across Africa, gathered in the capital to witness the peaceful transfer of power, a rare sight in the region marked by political violence. A senior American diplomat has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to the war-torn country's peace, prosperity, and security will only deepen under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon traveled to Kabul Saturday. He told reporters the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership the two countries have and been able to build during 8 years of outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama.
Our commitment to Afghanistan does not end on January 20th. Quite the contrary. It will only deepen. And that the strategic importance of this relationship is evident to all.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in the battle against the resurgent Taliban. The U.S. military mission is also tasked with conducting anti-terrorism operations against Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State terrorists within the country. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.